I'm recording. Look at me go.
And I'm a grinning.
That's right.
Record. Oh, am what? I? Hello? Just testing. I'm having levels.
Yeah, I'm trying to adjust mine up a little bit because Ray doesn't like them too low.
Too low.
Hey, and things that, you know, are exciting only for me. In the iTunes store, you can get Top Gun 1 and Top Gun 2 in a combo package on digital for like $30. So.
Oh, that does sound exciting for you. Good job.
I bought that today so I could rewatch Maverick many, many times.
I am not able to find...
Oh, like the full movies, not just the soundtrack?
Yeah, the movie.
Oh, interesting.
That's a good deal. Craig, I can't find this show Celebrity Beef that you told me about. Where is it and how do I find it?
I think it's on...
Have any episodes aired?
Yes, I have watched at least one.
Am I interested in even watching one?
Are you as much of a fan of Joel McHale as me?
Am I you?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, am I you? Then no. No one is as much of a fan of Joel McHale as you and possibly Joe.
Okay. So it's really bad.
Oh, I'm out.
But it's got Joel McHale. It is Joel's triumphant return to the E! Network. the first episode was... Oh, boy, let me think. That one lady you hate...
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
As we know, my circle of people who I hate is super limited, so well, I definitely know who you're referencing.
I think the first episode was like Kristen Chenoweth versus somebody.
Nice, I do hate her.
She's fine.
she is the pits.
Am I making that up? Boy, now it's blurred to me as to what show... Maybe I'm merging that with her appearance on Celebrity Family Feud, where she got bleeped.
Oh, Celebrity Family Feud got watched by you?
No, I just saw the YouTube videos because she got bleeped.
Ah, okay. I'm okay with that.
I don't think anybody's expecting us to go live. Nobody's joined.
It could be a really short show.
I was just waiting for one person to join.
Sorry, the people in oversized hat gifts in the Discord.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I confused Rachel Harris with Kristen Chenoweth in my brain.
Oh, Rachel Harris is someone I dislike.
Okay, well, there you go.
Or at least she seems unpleasant, but I don't know her personally.
Who's Rachel Harris?
Did you watch Did you watch Lucifer?
No.
Oh.
Did you watch The Hangover?
Yeah.
Do you remember at the very beginning of the movie that Stu is going to be married to a woman that hates him and banged a bartender? That's Rachel Harris.
Okay. Hmm.
She was great as the psychiatrist on Lucifer.
She was totally acceptable as the psychiatrist.
So it was Rachel Harris versus Cheryl Hines in episode one.
Oh, no, I dislike both of them.
You leave me no one to root for it.
Apparently,
I'm rooting for Rachel Harris.
Episode two,
one of them is married to Kennedy, that anti-vax psychopath, Ray. Which one of the Kennedys is that? Robert Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah, I think so.
All of them?
yeah, that's somehow Cheryl Hines' husband, I think.
All right, well, episode two features two former bachelors, so I'm sure they'll be involved
Sluggo
with that.
Sluggo for the win.
Yeah, that's, Sluggo.
That's Ben Higgins versus Nick Vial. And apparently episode three... is some lady named Cynthia Bailey, who I have no idea who she is.
Yep.
Versus Todd Bridges. So it's got Todd Bridges. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a scrub level show. I'm not watching it.
Oh, it was. Sorry, yeah, dude. The first episode was very not good, but it's got Joel McHale, so I had to watch it. I mean, you know, it's Joel McHale.
If they bring him back for another episode of Crime Scene Kitchen, I'll watch that. But
yeah, that was a good show.
That was totally, totally acceptable.
For Sluggo's benefit, what's the name of this thing you're talking about?
Celebrity Beef.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, apparently there's a show on E! Called Celebrity Beef, hosted by Joel McHale, and D-listers have cook-offs.
And better news, I saw that there's a new season of Selena and Chef coming on, which is going to have Gordon Ramsay on it, so that was exciting.
Oh.
I like Selena and Chef.
Right, you do, but that like you had me, and then you lost me. It's so weird. You're like, here's the show we watched before. Oh, that was okay. Oh, here's someone who you can't stand. Oh, I'm out. I gotta go back and look at the cast list for season two, because that one chef that I watched at your house on Cooking with Selena or whatever it's called was just so unbelievably attractive.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember who it was.
I'd have to see who was on that show. What's the show actually called?
Selena and Chef. What was it, season one, season two? Do you remember?
Season two, I believe. Might have been season three. I don't know how many seasons existed.
Season four is not out yet, so there have been three.
Oh, could be season three. Let me look at the Wikipedia. It'll probably just have a list of all the chefs that have ever been on
there. I mean, season three had Padma Lakshmi on it, and that's always a good time.
Yeah, maybe it's season three.
I really love me some Padma. She is smoking hot.
Was it Sophia Rowe?
I don't know.
I'll find out. I'll let you know.
Oh, Ian, don't worry. Season four, though, apparently the episode.
It was Sophia Rowe.
It's got Ludo Lefebvre.
Yeah.
Kristen Kish.
Ludo.
Yeah. There you go. Everybody loves
Ludo. I never got back to his show. What's that show that he has where stuff happens and but he's not involved other than he tastes it and goes, this tastes bad or this tastes okay.
Something about rats.
Yeah, Rat in the Kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ludo Lefebvre.
We're already tangented all to...
I don't know what you people are doing.
I thought you were just giving people a chance to join the channel.
Yeah, I was just trying to, you know, I was just trying to help out. I can't help helping.
Hey, you know, I said the channel was open in the general chat. That's we're good.
As good as it gets.
We gave them as much chance as we can.
All right. Do it, Doug.
All right, greetings, true believers, and welcome to the Can You Believe This Number? 350th episode of this show. Holy smokes, that's a lot of episodes.
That's old. You aren't kidding.
this is me, I'm Craig, coming straight back from his sweet, sweet vacation. This one, Ian, he's Sneaky Pete 15, and we got Ray, who is KO 72.
Woo!
Who's getting ready for his vacation, so, yeah. You know, what are you going to do?
This is true.
That'll work out even better that this kind of... Sorry. So, Craig, I was... tonight was my mom's 70th birthday.
Oh, okay.
So, without thinking, I said, hey, I'm going to drive to State College and take you out to dinner. And that'll be a nice time. Right. Not thinking, hey, I got a show to record tonight. So, my plan originally was, if dinner runs long, just steal Karen's computer and... put out the show live from Ray's basement.
Okay.
But dinner did not run long, and I called you when we spoke, and I was done eating, but we were done in the car by like 7:30, so that gave me more than enough time to get home and sit down and hear. But I would have been like, oh, I'm doing 350 from Ray's basement. Like, we're in the same broadcasting location for 350. That would have been cool. But in addition to the other things that I wanted to avoid, I'm happy that I'm not there. You know, when he's got to get up tomorrow and get on the road and start vacation.
Maybe you can do episode 420 from your basement.
Dude, that's for medical needs only. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is the week of 824 to 831. August is almost done, kids.
How are we on that episode? I thought you said episode 365, then we could talk about it. So everybody can listen to one episode a day for a full year.
Oh, yeah, it's true. We could get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. Maybe we'll get there.
We won't even finish this episode.
It's starting to seem that way. And your 5-day 4-star crash.
My liver.
On the Titans. We weren't here last week, so we're going to skip a bit. So I'm just going to skip ahead to 8/20 was Nova versus Falcon America.
Yes.
Ray, did you play this?
Yes.
All right, easy victory, right? Easy peasy, lemon squeezy?
Exactly.
All right, I have supreme confidence that Ian will finish it later tonight.
No, I finished it. I was total success.
Oh, didn't we just talk 5 minutes ago and you hadn't played it yet?
No, I said it's not over yet. I said it's currently happening, and you said only for another day. I said, yeah, but it's currently happening.
Ah, I thought that meant you hadn't played it yet.
That was the only discrepancy. Absolutely not. I was total success. The only one I didn't play was the Maria Hill one because I was on vacation and I didn't bring the computer with me.
Gotcha. Number next is Ant-Man versus Fezzik. That should be able to pull that off. Just don't make match fives. You win.
Teen Gene.
Yep.
Just in case nobody knows who Fezzik is. You could look it up on the website, but who's going to do that?
Yeah, that's an old callback. Sorry.
I think Ant-Man can handle that pretty soundly.
Yeah, you just got to release some aunts, and off you go. Yeah.
Right. Land one of those grow punches and you're good.
Yeah. However, number next is the ever popular Safari Joe.
Yeah, Kraven the Hunter versus Black Panther.
Yeah.
I think he could get it done.
He can, especially if Panther puts out some special tiles right away, like, quickly. Of course, he doesn't do that, but...
but he's designed to, and he might.
Yeah, he might.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
In Storyland, you've got Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. for a new character finishing up. Meet Rocket and or Groot is running. That'll get you a Switch, a new character, and some Phoenix Shards. Placement is MODOK and some Lumbercap.
Ooh,
there's a Puzzle Gauntlet going on.
Yeah, I got my Arc Reactor.
Yeah, I played those. I played those two things at the end.
What's that thing that's stuck in Iron Man's chest?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was good. I think I got a 4-star version of it. I was pretty happy.
Yeah, good for you.
To be quite honest. And yeah, I like it. I have mixed emotions about this puzzle one because it's one of the most straightforward ones. I'm like, okay, I get it. Tug of War, I always have a chance no matter what's going on. There's no, like, waiting for things to randomly happen or put 4 strike tiles in 4 different corners and... but no one can make strike tiles. They just have to magically appear there. Nothing like that. But my comprehension of how this tug of war works, I don't know if I'm just easily frazzled. I am. I don't know if I'm easily upset, which I know I am. But, like, no matter what number it's on, if it's facing me, the next turn it's going off and I'm taking damage. If it's at a 1, he's got at least 4 more turns to switch back to mine. It's ridiculous. It really drives me up a wall.
You just want to match it to you, like when it is on 1, so that then it goes off, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I got it done, and it took a little work, but what was I playing? There was something I was playing today that was, oh, it was that! Because I was playing against, to flip it, you have to match greens, and I'm up against Thor and Cho.
Right.
And this is a 3-turn tug-of-war tile, so every 2 turns, he's putting all kind of green on the board and matching them at the last possible second, so it hits me every time. I'm like, man! Like, I don't know. It was good, and it was interesting, and it was challenging, but it's not often that I'm like, you know what I wish about Puzzle Quest? These matches aren't long enough. I wish every match took like 10 minutes.
They took a while. Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, I got the 2 at the end, and then I did enough of the other ones to get the maximum reward, and I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm done.
Great. That was good.
And then tomorrow, we got a return of the Gore boss event. We'll talk more about that in the news.
Okay.
There is no season right now, but Immortal Rage is running. That'll get you a Squirrel Girl, a Red Hulk. Placement there is Black Panther and some recently reworked Banner Shards.
Very recently.
All right, so much news.
Yeah.
Let's get to some quick stuff out of the way here. They have gone through and come up with all sorts of new character affiliations and applied them.
Yeah!
Way too many for me to read, but
sure. That's
cool. Go check it out.
Oh, it's super cool. That was the best part of the fourth or fifth story we have here in the news. Is that immediately relevant?
Yeah.
For any recently reworked characters?
So the upcoming, let's go to the Gore event here.
Yes.
So they're rewriting this event. They have changed it. This time it will not be heroic only because they wanted to implement some other changes and apparently couldn't make that happen and heroic happen at the same time. So this time it's standard character set. okay. So they said changes from previous run, updated rewards. So you're going to be getting some, Chasm covers instead of, Dr. Thor. Apparently the background has changed to a new backdrop to being the Shadow Realm.
Cool.
They will still loan you the characters you need on the special nodes, but will also require these characters. So it will work like any other where you only get to pick 2 things. No, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Boss node, loan characters are now, Goddess of Thunder Thor, Modern Thor, and Valkyrie. And you need either Dr. Thor or Goddess of Thunder Thor.
That's fair.
They did, however, change Gore's yellow ability, Nightmare Fuel. It's 7 yellow. Gore creates the 3rd turn. Remember, it makes those countdown tiles that summon the shadow minions?
Right.
It has the big in bold text here now says, if Gore has 4 or more shadow minion tiles and fewer than 2 teammates, he destroys 2 shadow minion tiles and summons a shadow monster. So I'm assuming that's going to do a lot more damage than a shadow minion of some kind.
Yeah, it seems likely. And they were kind of dangerous near the end anyway, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see how that that plays out, but that'll be fun. Alright, last time we talked about a clue way back when, it was for TV's She-Hulk, a 4-star She-Hulk, but I don't think we actually talked about her.
Nope.
So, she is a green, blue, red character. Her green power is called Damages, for 8 green. She-Hulk punch delivers damage and sends her target flying through any unfortunate walls behind them. I really wish the animation did that. That would be amazing. For every protect tile on the board, up to 2, destroy those tiles and deal damage per tile. All damage ignores protect tiles, prioritizing enemy tiles. Did we talk about this?
No, I don't think so.
No. All right.
Normally, when we talk about a character, I add it to my character sheet, and she wasn't in there, so...
I thought I really remember talking about this prioritize enemy tiles thing, but maybe somebody else has the same feature recently. As you go up in level, it's doing more damage, destroying up to 4 of those protect tiles. The blue power for 8 blue, heroic defense, creates a 3-turn blue countdown tile. While it's on the board, if an ally would take more than X damage, She-Hulk creates a protect tile before damage is applied. When the countdown tile expires, She-Hulk gains 2 green and red AP. Passively, she comes prepared to fight. Every fight starts with a blue heroic defense countdown tile. As you go up in level, you're eventually gaining 3 red and green, and the protect tiles become stronger. Her last power for 9 red is, I don't know, the title of it just makes me not happy. It's called Yeet. I'm not sure why it's called Yeet, but...
Because that's what the kids say.
Oh, okay. Well, the kids should say something else.
You don't like that either.
Okay. She chucks a rock at you. Deal damage to the enemy and more and other damage to the enemy team. Both are increased by percentage for every red AP over 9, consuming the additional red. At level 5, you're doing max level 3,097 damage and then 1,626 to the team. But the damage is increased by 14% for every red on top of 9. So if you can max out your red, it does quite a wallop.
Huh. Okay.
What you got? I think, I don't know. 5-3-5? 3-5-5? I think I want 4 in that blue. 4-4-5! That's it. Doing it.
I'm okay with that. I'm not going to argue.
All right.
What's up?
Did anybody else watch TV She-Hulk last week?
I have not watched it yet. I did like that conversation, Samurai. Thank you.
Oh, I don't have the thing up. I missed it. So, Storyland. So, she's in placement rewards in Fight for Wakanda, which has already ended. The Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. ends in a couple days. Finish that up. Shards are in progression in Meet Rocket and Groot. That will give you tokens to the Hulk Vault. Interesting. The versus it mentions is for a different character. Huh. Looks like hers is called Class Action. That's running the 21st to the 22nd. Oh, I see. The Hulk Immortal, which is the Red Hulk versus, rewards tokens to this Hulk vault. And hers is called Class Action, running the 21st to the 24th. And there are She-Hulk shards as placement there. The Hulk vault is 3 4 stars, one being She-Hulk, one being Hellcat, and a rando. Additional info, you'll be getting free She-Hulk covers to celebrate her release. Initially will not feed anyone with champion rewards. However, she will be releasing the next 5-star that we'll talk about here any second now. She will not be entering pack rotation at the end of the season, while Spider-Man Oscorp will be as normal. This is because she's in the middle of her new release events. She'll enter pack at the end of the next verses. All right, so much stuff. All right, so Ian, if you're sitting down...
Oh, I'm sitting down.
We also got a 5-star character to talk about.
Oh, okay.
It's She-Hulk.
Oh, sounds like it is indeed easy being green. Yeah. I feel misled by the clues.
So 5-star She-Hulk is red, black, and green. The red power is called As Above. 10 red. That's a lot of red. Deal damage and send the target airborne for a turn. When an enemy returns from being airborne, they take damage equal to 5% of their max health.
Wow.
As you go up in level, enemy takes up to 12% of their max health and damage. So my question is, if you voluntarily go airborne, are you taking that damage when you come back down? Is it just checking the state of whether or not you're airborne?
I mean, the way it's worded, when an enemy returns from being airborne, it doesn't say from this.
Right. So is this your way to kill vulture teams? Is she just stands there and lets Vulture kill himself every time he lands on the ground?
I doubt it, but it would be fun.
But I mean, the way that's worded, it's just when you go from airborne to not airborne, you take some damage. I'm curious how that plays out.
What if Colossus throws somebody airborne? What is... Anyway.
Well, then they're going to take some damage. It's only enemies, though, so you can throw your own people in the air.
Right.
That's okay. All right. The black power is called Makes Me Stronger. Passive. When downed, if there are any non-downed allies on She-Hulk's next turn, she is revived with 25% of her max health and uses the power So Below, which we'll get to in a second. When She-Hulk is revived, she permanently deals 30% increased damage and takes 25% more damage. stacking up to 3 times. At level 5, she's coming back with 40% of her maximum health and permanently dealing 75% increased damage.
Okay. So we have another Immortal Hulk. All right.
Yeah, very much. The green power, 8 green, called So Below. Destroy the lowest red and green tiles across up to 3 random columns and all tiles that are below them.
Whoa. Okay.
So tiles destroyed this way deal 75% damage, but don't generate AP. When you level up, they do 90% of their damage across 5 columns. You can be blown up a fair amount of tiles that way.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know, what colors are on the board there. So that seems fun. So, I don't know, 3-5-5, because you're not going to run into airborne, you know, you don't run into airborne every match, but you are making them airborne when you punch them. But 10's a lot of red. I think you're going to want all kind of stuff in that, you know, come back from the dead and punch you for a whole lot of damage power. And that green power seems real good. You guys have no comments?
Not really.
I'm so sorry. I'm back. Tell me more.
I can't tell you anymore. I've told you all I can tell you about it.
I'm okay. I three, wasn't focused.
3-5-5?
Yes. Yes. Let me tell you what I wasn't doing.
All right.
When you started talking about characters that I don't have and may never have, I didn't pick up my phone and start playing Wordle and Global. But I finished them too quickly, so I was moving on to try to practice for future Globals, because my weakest geography area is South Pacific Island Nations.
Oh, sure. Those are hard. Wow. There's so many.
It's not Africa?
Yeah,
Africa's not your weakest area?
Oh, I got real good at Africa, okay. Which introduced me to Tradle and Global.
Oh, sure.
I am very average at Africa now. All I can do for South Pacific Islands is run through Seasons of Survivor in my head and hope they're real places. But yeah.
Vanuatu!
Right. If it's not Palau, Vanuatu, Cook Islands, or Tonga, I'm out.
That's funny. Release schedule. Immortal She-Hulk is in placement rewards in Thick as Thieves, and progression rewards in Strange Sights, which starts on the 29th. In the Banner versus Mad Scientist, it runs the 25th to 29th, are tokens for the Live Again Vault. And her versus appears to be called Immortal Coil, running the 28th to the 31st, shards in there for placement. The Below Place store runs the 25th to the 29th. Chance to get the Immortal She-Hulk there. Increased chances in your 10 and 40 X pulls. The Live Again Vault, 40 items. One is a Green Door Legendary Store token, a 4-star Luke Cage, and a bunch of random stuff. In the Green Door Legendary Store, 15% chance She-Hulk, Immortal. Immortal Hulk, Bruce Banner.
Wow.
I'm going to spend me a bunch of CP on that store.
Oops, all Hulks.
Yeah. Now, by a bunch, I think I have, you know, like a couple hundred. So, you know, there's not very many. My 211 CP will go towards that store. Unless everyone in the Alliance goes crazy and buys a bunch of stuff, and then I'll get more CP. But there you go. It's, you know, happy, fun lawyer TV gen, followed up by very angry immortal gen as you progress from 4-star to 5-star. However, in super exciting news.
Yes.
Cool.
Bruce Banner has finally been recently reworked. We look. So, Gamma Ray Experiment has changed. I'm trying to remember how it's changed. How has it changed?
Oh,
it's now, it's at
more health, more damage?
Yeah, well, like level 4 before, it converted 2 tiles to green. It now converts, it now does if there's fewer than 9 things on the board, it makes more green. It does damage at level 5, which it did not do before. And that can transform 3 enemy strike tiles to green basics, which it could not do before.
Sweet.
Not a great, you know, monumental change, but
didn't
I think
need
helpful.
To be.
Yeah.
Yep. Didn't need to be. Neither is this next one, but.
Yeah. Smartest guy in the room. Creates your attack tiles, an additional attack tile for each non-downed ally. For every Illuminati or genius on his team.
Yeah.
Which are some of those new types out there. Create an additional attack tile. Besides that, the attack tiles just get stronger. However, the other guy.
Woo.
Finally, when he makes those matches. You're going to get AP out of those.
All right.
Thank God. And now I got a flood of text messages coming in. And more importantly, also when he transforms, he's now going to take less damage while being the Hulk. And they beefed up some of his hit points. So at level 5, you're beginning turning into the Hulk at 6 green AP or more. And you're taking 25% less damage.
Nice.
So I'm excited to try out Banner Hulk. That will be exciting. And then when you are in Hulk mode, you've got Smash, Has gone down from 9 green to 7 green. I think all the rest of it is the same. Yeah. And then the, oh god, what's it called? Grar? Sure, let's call it Grar. And the passive, let's see. When Hulk makes a match for, at the start of the turn, Hulk makes the match, dealing damage, receiving AP, then destroys a random tile of the same color, prioritizing enemy strike, attack, and protect tiles. This clears lines and creates critical tiles as normal, but you do not get the extra turns. So you should get a little bit more board shake, I think, out of that than you used to. And like I said, when he makes those moves, you do get the AP now.
That's what I wanted. That's fantastic.
And then there's a new thing called Sun's Get Real Low. Purple passive. When Hulk is in Hulk form, he has everyone's attention. He takes an additional 75% damage from matches and abilities. When he manages to calm down, he returns to the mild-mannered Bruce Banner. When the Hulk is down, he returns to Banner form with full health. So that wasn't it before, right? Was if Banner was hurt when you came back, you were still hurt, right?
Yeah, I'm curious about that full health. That seems strong, too.
No, I don't believe Banner starts with a whole pile of health.
He does now.
No, but during the rework, he and Hulk form both gained hit points and damage.
Oh, my. It went up... like 75%.
Yeah.
60%? I don't know, whatever the math is. A lot. So there you go. I'm excited to try reworked Banner. That's exciting news.
Yeah, he definitely looks very usable now.
That is good times. If Ian's still sitting down, we got a clue for the next 4-star.
Oh.
It is Trans Paleo.
Is it a hawk?
At this point, it probably is. I mean, I think we need, I Build a Bar Hulk, which is in the TV show. So I don't know. It's across history. I don't know. It could be anyone someone who's really old. I don't know.
I like where Samurai's going. You know who's big on paleo diets? MMA fighters and kickboxers.
Yeah, but not the French. Not the French. So that's a whole lot of news. Hopefully you guys have no more.
I have two things. One,
oh, no.
I received in the mail my my letters for signing up for AARP. As predicted the last time we met.
Nice, that's fantastic.
And hey, my big news was I placed second in my poker tournament this week. So
that's good times.
Still doing well in poker at my new high water mark. So
all right,
wow. So my news that where I try to generate some points and I have a chance that someone will email me a She-Hulk community gamma something challenge.
Yes.
Community justice gamma justice community challenge. How about that? Does that sound familiar? Is that anything you've clicked on? Because I've clicked on it every time it pops up on my screen and it takes me to a page where, I do various things and it gives me that many entries into a chance to win some Puzzle Quest goodies.
I will tell you, I have not clicked on it one time.
Okay. So it takes you to a link and it says, answer these trivia questions about She-Hulk and you get bonus entries. Go check out our Facebook, go check out this, go check out that. And I'm surprising they're very easy to do, very low impact. The only one that I didn't complete was you're supposed to download Marvel Puzzle Quest on Steam and play for 1 hour. And I was like, I've already played for 4,000 hours, according to Steam. I don't know how to download it and start now, so that's one entry I'll never get. But still, I've done all the entries. I don't know. It's to be in the contest, the effort that I've had to put forward was nothing beyond one click, so I thought it was worth my time.
Interesting. I completely just hit X on that and did not look at it.
Oh.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because some of them were trivia questions. I can answer a trivia question. They're multiple choice trivia questions.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't even have to look those up.
I put together a sweet, sweet Lego set this past week.
Oh, was it that space one?
Yeah, the rework of the old Galaxy Explorer one from when I was a kid.
Nice.
It was a whole lot of fun. I very much enjoyed myself. All right, let's move on.
Yes, please.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the gang gets merged into one.
Uh-oh, I'm on deck. Here I am, telling you about Super Skrull. He is a 4-star character. Blue, green, and purple. Feels like an uncommon mix. Let's see what his powers do. And I already checked this out ahead of time. So, let's start in the deep end, and I will try to swim my way to the edge of the pool.
Ooh, buddy.
blue ability costs 7 blue AP. The first of what appears to be 23 different abilities under blue is Manifest Entity. Let's see. Super Scroll draws on the powers of the Fantastic Four to convert one basic tile to blue tile and fire one of four possible powers. As this scales up, at level 2 he converts two tiles to blue, and then there are no changes. So let's try to talk about each of these possible things that he could do. One of them is called Now You See Me. Creates one yellow invisibility tile, targeting Super Scroll. All the way up to three invisibility tiles. Next one is Absolutely Fantastic. Creates two Strength 9 Protect tiles, replacing any enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles before basic tiles. He creates up to five of those protect tiles at Strength 85 each. The new Hotness creates one-turn red repeater tile that creates two Strength 19 attack tiles. At the end, he is eventually creating five Strength 56 attack tiles. The next big thing. It's still under this blue umbrella where I'm prattling on and on. So, let's see. Super Scroll pummels the target two times for 222 damage. If this power downs the target, create two Strength 19 black attack tiles. At max level, he is pummeling the target three times for 1100 damage each and creates a Strength 54 black attack tiles if you down the enemy. His green ability, Force Multiplier, costs 10 green AP, destroys a random 3x3 block of tiles, and deals 417 damage to the enemy team. For every friendly special tile destroyed, destroys an additional blue basic tile on the board, dealing damage and generating AP for each of these. What never happens? What's that all about? Never has someone's powers of shuffling or destruction generated AP and deal damage. That's zowie. He still doesn't sound very powerful, but that's neat for me. This super old character that I'm learning new exciting things about generates AP, deals 3,898 damage to the enemy team, is the max level of damage. Inevitable Betrayal, 8 purple AP, create a 3-turn countdown tile that shapeshifts Super Scroll into the target and steals a burst of 157 health from the target from the target's allies each turn. When this countdown expires, steal one strike attack or protect tile from the enemy team. It has a passive component. If the enemy team fires a power with a count while this countdown exists, improve three random friendly strike attack tiles by 65 or protect. All right, so at his max level, he is stealing four tiles, stealing 1,351 health, and improving five tiles. So, I don't really know where the two fives go. Let me see what this green one does. It seems like it's probably a 5-3-5, but I'm not, I'm hesitant to even float it out to you guys, because if one of you is going to tell me, oh yeah, I use Super Scroll all the time, I'd be like, well, you're not telling me the truth.
That is accurate.
I never selected, you know, Super Scroll on purpose.
I know.
out of my character list.
I believe you. So yeah, I can't really vouch for what the appropriate build is, but he does have some, you know, unique mechanics, which I appreciate.
So the build that I have is not, it's the third highest build, according to the internet, okay, which is a 5-5-3. The highest build is a 5-4-4.
Sure.
Apparently, sure, having that, five
that blue
and,
one does a bu-
five and yeah. blue is important.
Yeah. I mean, it does a whole bunch of different things.
So, you know, you're saying the 4-5-4 I have is not optimal.
No, but it's close.
All right. It's fourth on the list, you know, so.
All right, not the bot. Got it.
There you go. That's what Sunny and Sand are. Super Scroll.
Super Scroll. Willie, what do you got in the mailbags?
Oh, yeah, I do that. So first, I Have No Clue over on the Reddit said, miss after 2 weeks and then come back to find that there's no show on the 17th. But it's all good. I still have plenty of shows to catch up with. Keep up the great work, Ray. That's right. It's just me. It's just me doing this.
That's right.
Wagon Bat I don't remember where he sent this. It could have been a DM.
Like a wagon which is driven by a bat?
Sure.
Or a wagon full of bats?
Well, it's W-A-G-N-B-A-T, all one word. So, wagon bat.
Okay. Like when he steps up the plate, he wags his bottom a little bit and then swings the bat?
There you go. I like that.
Okay. Yeah.
He said, for the mailbag, Ian...
It was like Tim Tuffle. Remember he used to do the Tuffle Shuffle when he'd go to bat?
He did.
He would get up there and he kind of wiggle his butt some, and then he would, yeah, the Tuffle Shuffle, got it.
Can I go?
Sorry, Ray, what were you saying?
Sure, Ray, come on.
He says, Ian saying, how do I make Shang-Chi go was pure gold. Okay.
I genuinely didn't know, I'm sorry.
And along with that, Stink Palm over on Reddit said, Shang-Chi's BFFs in Five Star Land are Storm, Onslaught, and Gnoll. Storm helps populate, or I say, colors, so that Shang-Chi is always doing maximum matches and combos. She also helps you clear up the charged tiles with her black. Then you've got Gnoll making purple tiles. That helps Shang-Chi do the extra damage. And then Onslaught gets rid of all the team-up tiles, and that, of course, gets you more chance to make red and purple. And then with his blue, Onslaught's blue, you can shape the board based on color swaps. So there you go. There's some people to use with him. Norman B. says, this is kind of for a future segment of the show here, but he says, I think I recall Namorita in this week's showdown. Well, upcoming, yeah.
Wait for it.
She says, I forget who she's fighting, but I love Namorita. If she's not in this week's showdown, I still vote for Namorita. Namorita is also my guess for the next character. And he posted this image, which I'm going to share in the Discords as soon as I can here. There you go. There's your image of Namorita.
Yeah, that's what she looks like in my mind as well.
She should be green.
That's the new one. This is the one that got blown up by a school bus.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there were two.
Well, the one died, and they made a new one.
I'm not that familiar with Namorita, outside the fact that, you know, she is somewhat related to Imperius Rex.
Still over on the Reddits, Bronny216 said, the boosted intro last time, I am Hans and I am mid-yawn, was too on brand. that should become a permanent thing.
Just give me in time. It'll happen again.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not organic, it doesn't feel as good. But to derail again. Yeah, the Namorita is dead. Chimera exists now. She is a aqua color.
Right. Okay. Bronny.
That is not Namorita. That is clearly from a DC cartoon. Get out.
Bronny216 also said some other nice Shang-Chi partners are Valkyrie and Five Star Wanda. Valkyrie's Bounty Hunter will generate red, and you can have Shang-Chi's match damage can usually trigger it in a single match. You just got to pay attention to where your bounties are, and Wanda's purple can use to generate purple every turn. Plus added damage reduction is also nice from her. NB Perp. Where was this at? Was this over? This might have been on the D3 forums. He said, I wanted to get an early comment in regarding the upgrade to 5-star Hulk Bruce Banner version. When Broken Circle announced that they were going to be upgrading characters that were underperforming, I think we all wanted this guy to be at the top of the list. I'm excited yes. by his changes, not just how his auto matches now generate AP, but all the other stuff as well. 5-3-5 for me, easily. I can't concur with that anymore. That is exactly how I feel. Jeff.
And I am unanimous in that.
I am unanimous in that. Jeff Duggan.
Heyo.
Said that this new Spidey has to be nicknamed Glider Man, or else something is seriously wrong. Glider Man, rides on the goblins. Glider Man throws the bombs, they leave webs. All can get them, including plebs. Look out, we've got a Glider Man.
It took me way too long to get it. I don't know, because when I got it, it was pretty good. I didn't love the song.
Well, I'm not singing it. I don't want to, you know, violate
any
rights.
No, that's fine. Again, I didn't love the song. But it wasn't your fault that I didn't love the song. It just didn't hit quite the way I'd hoped. But I was like, why don't you call him Glider Man? That seems really like that's way too on the nose. But then I get, oh, it's Glider Man who rhymes with Spider Man. I forgot that that was a thing.
Okay. Also commented on the new She-Hulk, the show. Said he likes the show so far, but enjoying the lead actress after watching Orphan Black. My wife and I look at each other and say, which clone is this?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I totally get that, even though I haven't watched Orphan Black. And finally, from Jeff Duggan as well, while I don't think the soon-to-be-named podcast network is altering anytime soon, effective September 1st, the soon-to-be-named Family of MPQ Alliances is relaunching as the Aegis Network. We've got spots open at most levels of PvE play, so feel free to apply by looking at the usual recruiting places. And if you do go to the Puzzle Warriors Discord channel, to the Alliance recruiting channel, you can see his post, and they're going from 3 alliances to 4. There are now 4 Aegis alliances: Jarvis, Friday, Edith, and Jocasta. So you can pick how much you want to play. There's openings. It looks like there's openings in all of them right now, but I'm sure that they're filling up quick. So check it out. That's like a tangential sister alliance teams for Puzzle Warriors. So check it out.
Oh, I missed the start of that story. Is this whose alliance is this?
This is the soon to be named alliances, which are now being renamed and restacked, I guess.
Okay.
As to how competitive
now,
they're going to be.
I'm looking at what's going on. Let me talk about this thing again. I think Samurai is correct, but I'm looking at what's going on in Discord. Like Parandiac, I heard Aegis as well.
Oh.
Is it Aegis like a shield?
Yes.
Or Aegis like we only allow old people in here because we're tired of these kids saying ye?
I want it to be Aegis, but no, it is what Samurai said.
It's like Zeus's armor.
Yeah.
Yes. I gotcha. Like the fortitude ability.
that is.
Oh,
correct.
Boy, is that the image that Samurai just put in reminded me of something that happened to me this week. I you know, was watching, you know, the Reddits, and it had a commentary about some guy who thinks he's famous, who was in Japan and was really bummed by the fact that no one knows who he was.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, I don't know who this guy is either. And apparently he is called Lil Pump.
I've heard of him.
Who's famous apparently for making a song that was Gucci, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. That's like all the lyrics.
Oh, I thought he was famous for hooking up with Noah Cyrus.
Okay, well, he made a song called Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Yeah.
And then I was more amused that apparently SNL did a ripoff of it, which was about the actor Stephen Tucci. And so it was Tucci Gang, Tucci Gang, Tucci Gang. And it was much funnier because when I watched the actual Lil Pump video, I'm pretty sure I was dumber by the time it was over. So, yes, there's the Stephen Tucci.
Right. There's 2 great gifts for Tucci Gang and was that apparently Kanye and Lil Pump dancing in a...
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wear costumes.
That's right. But yeah, I saw some, like he put something out that... It made it to Twitter where him and his bodyguard were standing in, like, downtown Tokyo or something and were surprised by the fact that no one came up to, you know, be impressed that he was there.
That no one approached them?
Yes. And I'm like, I don't know who this chump is either.
I was going to say, if there is one thing that tells me that that is not shocking is that Lil Pump himself has so diminished confidence in his own longevity, he decided to name himself Lil Pump, thinking, that'll never get old.
Yeah.
That'll be relevant 10 years from now.
Yeah, he appears to be famous for this one song and, you know, drinking the scissorp. Apparently he likes that. So.
Yeah, doesn't that,
Just like Jamarcus, what's his name,
I know,
from the Raiders.
I'm not doubting the popularity of the scissorp, but
yeah.
I thought it gave, didn't it give Lil Wayne, like, seizures or almost killed him a bunch of times?
Maybe, yeah, I mean, if you
cut
drink
back a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, if you drink a whole lot of codeine and things that, you know, stuff can go bad for you.
Right. I mean, it's going to have to be constantly. Like, I wouldn't say no to trying it, but I wouldn't make it my main, like, way to stay hydrated.
I don't know. There you go. What else you got, Ray?
Nothing. That was it. That's what's in the mailbag.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just
and
want
my
to
voice
pop.
Just cracked like a little girl.
You up.
You up as well.
You're
terrible.
The worst.
Christmas. Sorry.
Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Yeah, everything's working well for me. I had not looked at the infographic, at least the whole thing yet. I don't, that picture of Totally Awesome Hulk cracks me up. It totally works. Let's talk about the 3 stars while I chuckle. Colossus, his colossal punch will do more damage. And I don't want to talk about fastball special or the yellow. Daredevil, his ambush dealing more damage. I don't remember if radar senses deals damage or not. Yeah, but if it does, it'll be increased. Who we got here? Gambit, nope. Hulk, his green thunderous clap doing more damage, as will his smash, as will the damage of his level 5 black ability if you have it that high.
Spoiler, the thunderous clap makes an appearance in She-Hulk.
Nice. She-Hulk, also boosted. Her power of attorney, deal more damage. Furious charge, no. Will recently rework Judgment? Is there any buffing of tiles or increasing of their effectiveness or anything like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that'll be better. All right, now for the ones with words. Totally Awesome Hulk. Mastermind Excella will do extra damage. And the Hot Dog Stand will do a little more healing. And his that blue countdown tile for the See the Math of It apparently does a skosh of damage. Hulkbuster, Iron Man Hulkbuster suit. Way too much damage from his red. I imagine the damage you take from overdrive will probably be increased, as will the strike tile that it creates, and better protect tiles from Hulk proof. Mantis, better yellow healing, does she do some? Oh, damage! There you go. She stuns people and does some damage, so purple damage, green damage increased. Red Hulk is... oh! Sorry,
you got
It took me a long time. Yep, it took me a long time, but I got it. That was fun. This has been a fun infographic this week. If you use his green, tons more damage from both sides. A little more damage from 9 AP or 7 AP, and then if you take it all the way up to 16, it does too much damage, too much AoE. This appears to be Wasp. Wasp does more damage with Wasp's sting, stronger tile buffing from Tactical Intuition, and that buzzing sound does a lot of damage if the enemy matches it. Recently we worked Bruce Banner.
You said we worked.
We worked. You're such a turd. I can't talk about him more. Craig just talked about him through an entire game of Wordle, so he's boosted, and all his new stuff, his new green AoE damage will be boosted. Immortal Hulk is boosted also. Green Door does more AoE damage. When he comes back to life, he's going to do a bunch of more damage. And he'll do tons of damage with Breaker of Bones.
Yeah, he's real dangerous now.
Yeah, he sounds brutal. Mr. Sinister is boosted. What's that guy up to these days? He's got some blue trap tiles, which will be more effective. And he's got some black trap tiles, which will be slightly more effective. And lastly, the OG 5-star Silver Surfer is boosted this week. He's more blue true healing, red damage dealing, and the silver singularity will also do some more damage. Let's see. Oh, all right. It was nice and short. This week, Samurai says, we've got a boss event, it's the off season, and we all want to test out the recently reworked Banner Hulk.
We will.
So, see you next week. That's some solid advice. I feel like Banner Hulk's definitely something that people have been banging the drum for a long time, so hopefully it's as satisfying as it needs to be.
I will tell you that Samurai has updated his graphic, and what he really wanted to say, I think there's some anger in this. He says, hopefully all these Hulks will let you survive the insanity that is having a boss event and a new release PvE on the same weekend. I mean, come on, Broken Circle. What's going on here? That's not exactly what he said, but I paraphrased.
Paraphrasing?
a lot of people don't like this.
Oh, what, too much going
on?
Yeah,
too much going on all at once. The new release PvE boss thing. Yeah, it's.
I will neither play any more or less than I was going to anyway.
Right. I was just going to say this doesn't move the needle at all, but okay. I gotcha.
If you want to participate in everything, it's going to take some more time.
Yeah, that's fair. That's totally legit. I shouldn't be. I'm just talking about how it will impact me.
Right.
I'm not thinking of others like Samurai. Samurai has a broader base to identify with. I support that. So yeah, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's head into the superhero showdown, brought to you, as always, by Terrified. Many weeks ago, it seems, Ray, we had Satana versus Jennifer Lettuce. Who won there?
I'm going to make this short and sweet. Satana did.
All right.
73% of the vote.
All right.
Sweet. She deserved it.
This week, we have Moon Knight versus Namorita. Somebody tell me about someone. Namorita. Tell me about Namorita.
Okay. Well, whether she's Namorita or Chimera, she is the same person, and she's getting stuff done. Let's see. She's half Atlantean, so she's got the swimming powers of Atlanteans. She's amphibious adaptations. It's not really that relevant, but she can heal in the water and breathe in the water. She's pretty good. She's superhuman strength, speed, stamina, agility, all those basics, plus some flight, mental deflection, electricity absorption. I don't think those crescent knives are electric, but power, I don't know. I'm optimistic. I'm not saying this is a wipeout, but I'm saying strength-wise, we're probably... I think I might have an edge. I want to hear more about Moon Knight, though.
All right. So she is going up to the Fist of Khonshu. I mean, this guy's an avatar of a god, so I think I got a slight advantage.
Maybe.
My insanity, I doubt, is going to come into play in the tetrahedron or whatever we're playing in. Right. He's an expert pilot. That will also not come into play. Expert detective, not so useful. But he is a master marksman, master weapons user. He's basically the Batman of Marvel Universe. So he's got a costume that includes Kevlar armor. He's got a glider cloak to kind of counter your flying abilities. He's got, you know, he's got croissants. What do you want?
Right. I'm not reading his power list, but
also he's got truncheon.
My strength and durability are superhuman and significant. Yeah.
He's got a truncheon. You know, he's got all sorts of like little gadgets and stuff that he'll throw at you and take you by surprise. I actually would be putting my money on Moon Knight here.
I don't know. I'm reading that Namorita can secrete corrosive acid and paralyzing toxin and has octopoid camouflage. He can't overcome octopoid camouflage.
That's a true story, dude.
Her octopoid camouflage is so good she can become invisible.
Ooh.
Yeah, but he still knows where she is, so he can still attack.
No, this isn't D&D. If it's invisible, it's invisible. Stupid D&D rules where everybody knows where invisible things are.
Anyway, everybody knows Moon Knight. Yeah. There was a TV show. He wasn't that great in the TV show combat-wise, but come on, he's an avatar. Right.
I don't know. I think Namorita has a real chance at this one.
Fist of Vengeance.
All right, everybody, Ray, you should put up the voting things.
Oh, yeah, I definitely should. So all you got to do is go to the Discord, find my more recent comment, and vote for either Namorita or Moon Knight. There you go. All you have to do is react to my message, and that will count as a vote.
All right, then. Next week, we got Cersei versus Kurt Wagner, the Nightcrawler. Let's move on. Ian, you got Steam open. Let's open some tokens.
I'm making my way. I was actually trying. So, but I'm optimistic that it could. I do have an unrelated token opening question.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
So there are three types of taco tokens, correct?
Yes.
Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
Now, the one that is running currently, with the possible exception of the Klondike brand Choco Taco, what could it possibly be referencing when one is sweet? Has anybody had a sweet taco?
Other than a Choco Taco, no.
Right. I feel like it's a whole category, but I feel like it's a lie.
I'm not sure this is really, you know, I mean, I guess you're stalling for time so you get your Steam open.
No, but it's open, but I was thinking about it earlier today, and I wanted to share what happens in my mind when everything is quiet.
Yeah, sweet.
I wonder why taco vaults are named sweet.
Sweet tacos, not too common.
No, not at all. But we ate at Reyes Teca tonight, and it was delicious. It's not quite as good as Plaza Mexican, but very good. Oh, also, I got a 4-star. It was Doc Ock, Unbound Potential.
All right, I'm only doing one, so.
All right.
And it is also a 4-star. The aforementioned Mantis, you are afraid.
Whoa, she's going to be boosted.
I've got 11 of these things.
Do it, Doug.
We got, starting off four, starting with a Gwenpool. Totally Awesome Cho.
Nice. Also boosted.
4-star Thanos. Hulkling, that's a character.
Mm-hmm. Wait, he's a character now?
Yes.
Is he really?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Not just a support?
That's right. John Rambo.
Are there any other character supports?
No.
Is he the first person to cross over?
Yes.
Awesome.
Mantis.
Hey, Mantis is going to be boosted.
Another John Rambo. Android Jim. Valkyrie. Hulkbuster.
Boosted.
And Agent Venom. So 0 for 11.
Now that.
Ray, you really better open a whole lot more tokens, because, yeah, they'll all be 5-stars.
Not for a while, no. I've already got Gargantos and the other Kamala champion, so...
Nice. You gotta wait for them to rotate out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Alright, well, thanks, as always, to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The soon-to-be-named network. Soon-to-be-named network.com, a podcasting network where we have aligned ourselves with many other excellent podcasts to bring you a wide variety of podcast listening for your daily podcasting needs. Soon-to-be-named network.com for a complete archive of all our shows.
All right. Anything else for the go to the order?
No, I lost it. Whatever it was, I peppered it into the
show.
It's
10 o'clock. You got to go to bed, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Ray's got things to edit.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray.
Bang, bang.
We'll try and talk about them next week. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner. But goodbye for now. And remember, kids, my baloney has a first name. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.